News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The cause of all of this immediate spike in fuel prices was Israel and America's actions in Iran. That, of course, reached a ceasefire only yesterday. And that ceasefire now beginning to look a little bit creaky. Nicholas Hopton is with us, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. There were, of course, two critical issues in among the 10 points of initial agreement. One being that there would be a total cessation of hostilities, and two being that the Straits of Hormuz would be fully open. The first hasn't happened thanks to Israel, and the second hasn't happened thanks to Iran. It doesn't look promising, Nicholas.
Well, it's very fragile. I think let's start from the positive, which is that it's very good news for everybody, with the possible exception of the Israeli Prime Minister, that the ceasefire has started, has been put in place through a Pakistani and others intervening and trying to broker some kind of initial 2-week pause in the fighting. That's very good news. The war was misguided and was causing huge global disruption as well as regional security, and it was going to get worse. But on the other hand, as we've seen, it's already starting to unravel, Anton, and we shouldn't be surprised. The objectives of the various combatants are very different. The plans that they have agreed do not map exactly onto each other. The Americans have a 15-point plan, which is pretty maximalist in one direction. The Iranians have a 10-point plan, which there's a bit of overlap there. You've mentioned 2 points where the Americans are very anxious that the Straits of Hormuz are opened immediately. The Iranians are very clear that they will not do that, probably not even have talks with the Americans unless there is a guarantee that they will not be attacked again by American Israel. And of course, on the other side, you've got the Israelis allied with the Americans who have a different set of objectives and are pursuing them relentlessly. By continuing to annex essentially southern Lebanon and continue bombing Beirut and other parts of Lebanon. So at the moment, it's very fragile. Next 48 hours are going to be very key to see whether this can survive, this ceasefire can survive, or whether it will unravel as quickly as it was agreed.
And can I ask you just as a quick analysis, Nicholas, if there was a lot of talk about Donald Trump desperately needing an off-ramp, presumably Iran is betting that he doesn't want to take an on-ramp back into it, that the American desire to return to conflict is very slim.
Yes, I think Donald Trump's a bit of, he's in a difficult position, as he has been throughout, because he's allied himself with the Israeli Prime Minister, who has a completely different set of objectives from America. Yes, both of them wanted to contain Iran, but there's been gaps between the two throughout. I mean, the Israelis have been very consistent. They wanted to see a change of regime, or at least very much a much weaker Iran. And the American president's objectives have fluctuated all the time. Donald Trump has woken up to the fact that this was a war that wasn't in America's interests. It was much more in Israel's interest than the US's. He's been woken up to that by the fact that his MAGA base and some Republicans, important Republicans in Congress, have started to say this has gone on too long and it's against our interest. He will not want to be, as you say, put on an on-ramp back into conflict. But unless the Iranians are in a position to open the Straits of Hormuz more meaningfully, only a few vessels went through yesterday, for instance, he may be forced to, because he will then feel that he needs to save face and he needs to secure the Strait of Hormuz. But sadly, if that were to happen, the US will end up back in the same situation it was 2 days ago, heading towards escalation, heading towards a much more damaging impact for the global economy and for everybody's interests. And that would not be a good election campaign platform for the president as he goes into the midterms later this year.
Nicholas, thank you. Nicholas Hopton, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.